This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, good morning to you. On this Thursday morning, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. Phil's back at it later today. One more game. I'll say for the last time, I think this would have been a super cool series to go to in the minor league ballpark. I mean, 11,000, John. How fun would that have been last night?
Intimate.
Yeah.
Intimate. And some really cool baseball being played by our guys.
Playing
just
really
Trey
well.
With the home run and a lot of small ball and just good baseball.
Let's listen to Rob Thompson because, you know, he obviously saw Taijuan Walker pitch really well last night. And for the most part, this year he's pitched well. Last night out of the bullpen, three innings. And Rob Thompson recognizing he may need to reconsider how he deploys Taijuan moving forward. Listen to what Topper said.
Now you start thinking about different things with him, you know. But now, at the same time, we want to keep his pitch count up because we might go back to a six-man. But she said that looks pretty good for one inning, too.
So by different things, you mean like leverage?
Yeah, like, you know, if that guy can dial it up for an inning or two, that's really something.
Whoa. What he's basically saying is, Jordan Romano, move over.
Closer Taijuan Walker, is that where we're heading?
Here comes the Taijuan tornado in the bullpen.
By the way, real quick, because I know you hate it, what do you think of them just dropping the high
it
and
was,
going to just leverage?
It was awful. It was awful.
I knew you hated it. As soon as I heard it, I was like, I hate it.
I
hated that so much.
Can we just call it what it's always been called, a big spot? It's a big spot.
It doesn't sound cooler.
You talk about leverage.
My God.
Leverage.
And I still don't even get really what leverage has to do with it. I
mean, well, it's because the game hinges on that spot. It's a leverage spot, you know?
Explain to you what leverage means?
It doesn't work for me.
I think we just had to.
Don't like it. It's got a thoughts. Life advice with the hammer coming up in a few minutes. Let's get some calls in here with Rick and Easton. Good morning, Rick.
Where else can you get sports knowledge, comedy, and now zoology? It's unbelievable. You guys are the best. You know, real quick, I'm looking at this Knicks team as the Nova kids. I'd rather see the Nova kids beat Boston.
Yeah.
Boston's got enough rings. That's how I'm looking at it.
And you know
I
what?
Agree. I look at it that way, too.
You look at these Nova kids, they kind of remind me of the Eagles with Georgia and Bama players. I don't know too many NBA teams that have three. I know that Worthy and Michael Jordan played at North Carolina, but I don't remember having three.
Well, first of all, Worthy and Jordan didn't play together in the pros. Yeah, I'd have to. I mean, Sam Perkins and Worthy played together
in LA. Yeah,
I'd have to think it through. There's not a ton. I mean, I can't think of any off the top of my head with three in the NBA. It probably happened, but I.
Yeah, I'm sure at some point it has, but.
But you're right. This Knicks thing with Nova is very unique.
Did any of those Kentucky, like Antoine and those guys, I feel like McCarty and Antoine might have been on the same team.
Yes, they were on the same Celtics team.
Yeah, I thought so.
And Tony Delk may
have been there too.
Maybe.
Yeah, I thought it was stuck in my head as a potential.
Because Pitino got there, and they didn't get Duncan, and then they were pivoting to some other stuff. But yeah, maybe. Maybe a couple of those guys.
So with Dallas Goedert, real quick, you know, it's interesting how, like, we always criticize the players. This was mentioned earlier on the show. We always criticize the players that want to renegotiate their contract. But when the franchise, I get it's a business, when they want to change the contract in their favor, it's okay. So it's just, I find that very interesting.
But here's the thing, Rick, and I've been saying this for 20 years since this has been a really big topic in sports radio, the T.O. thing and more. Know this. The team has a right to cut the player.
I get it.
It's in the contract. It's literally non-guaranteed.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it. It's a business. Yes, I totally get it. And, you know, and plus this was a deep draft for tight ends. We didn't pick one. You just didn't know where they were going to go. It's almost like what you said about Sidney Brown and Makuva. They got Makuva.
Rick, so, here's what I'd be really interested to know. How much did the Eagles raise the price they were willing to pay Goddard after not getting
Great
a tight end?
Great question. Were they offering $5 million? Were they offering $7 million, $4 million? What were they doing? That's fascinating.
If you want to talk leverage, let's be candid. Goddard's leverage went up when the Eagles did not take a tight end in the draft.
I thought the same thing the night of the draft.
Yeah.
So real quick with the Phillies, you alluded to the glass half empty, half full yesterday. My only concern is we have seen this too many times. If the bats go cold,
yep,
and the bullpen implodes, it trumps the starting pitching. It doesn't matter how great our starting pitching is.
Pretty much,
If our bats go cold,
we
don't get wins for those starting pitchers that give us 6 good innings or 7 good innings.
But I'll say this, Rick. Don't kid yourself. That applies to every team in baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Judge last year was one of the 2 or 3 best players in baseball. He couldn't hit the ball in the World Series.
All right, so my answer
is yet to in the playoffs, yeah. Aaron Judge, yeah.
Go ahead, Rick.
For being deep. Now, this is a joke first. I'm going to keep it as clean as possible.
Better.
If Foreskin can win these things, then Linda Lovelace should win the death. But there's a drop for next week. Anyway.
Ricky!
What are we doing here?
It's been a day, man.
What?
It's been a day.
What are we? I don't know.
I didn't remember that it won. Did it win?
Oh yeah, Foreskin was a walk-away winner that day.
I'm just saying. We got some dirty people.
Another drop of the year contender, Ron Fumanco.
All right, Ken in Cinnaminson. What's going on, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Hi, Ken.
Not sure how I'm going to follow that.
Yeah, challenging.
I'll give you early life advice. Just keep it moving.
John, I hope you really don't think Gigi is coming to visit your windows.
No. Well, I know that she does enjoy them, though. We really are fascinated by the inward tilt to clean thing. It's phenomenal.
You're an easy man to entertain, John.
Yeah.
And happy VE Day, 80th anniversary of VE Day.
Yeah.
And not to make us feel any worse about how irrelevant the Flyers are, but on this day in 1980, the Flyers defeated the Minnesota North Stars to move on to their 4th Stanley Cup Finals in a 6-year period. So,
remember the North Stars?
I do.
Mike Modano.
Well, I remember when they got completely.
Yeah.
Where am I getting it backwards?
They lost in the Stanley Cup.
Wait, the 98? No, were they the one that had the guy that had the foot in the crease and they count it? Or was it against them?
I'm talking about Dallas.
And what are you talking? Oh, you're talking Minnesota.
Minnesota North
my
Stars.
Fault. My
the
fault.
Original, yeah.
My fault. Yeah, you're right. Right.
Joe, I tend to kind of lean in your direction on the whole Dallas Goedert thing in terms of how Howie played this.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, simple to say that Dallas Goedert game leverage when, you know, the tight end's draft went the way it went and the Eagles did not pick a tight end. But the Eagles gained leverage, too, because you had, you know, several tight end needy teams out there that filled their tight end needs through the draft.
Interesting.
Which meant that, you know, the places where Dallas Goedert could potentially wind up and earn a big payday, you know, kind of fell off the board.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Teams drafted tight ends, you know, that they were going to get on rookie contracts. So I think this is a great example of why Howie is just so far beyond every other executive in the NFL and probably every other executive in sports.
He may be. He could be number one in the whole country right now.
It really could be. It's not just about who he drafts. It's the way he can see the landscape, the way he understands what the market's going to be for contracts. The Eagles almost never overpay for somebody. And, you know, when you look down there at that train wreck in Dallas, like, what could possibly go wrong? They just They just traded for George Pickens, who Mike Tomlin said, I've had enough of them, you know, and they're in total cap purgatory. And, you know, it just never happens here. And I think that the fact that Dallas Goedert is here and they were able to renegotiate that contract is such a testament to the way Howie Roseman played the long game on this.
I agree.
Did not panic and understood what the market was going to be and what direction he was going to have to go based upon how the draft went with the tight end needy teams that were out there.
I agree with you, man. It's a good call. Ken, give me a great answer for who or what is deep.
The movie Inception is really deep to me.
It's interesting. We haven't had many movie answers today. John, give me a movie that would be deep.
Jeez. Jacob's Ladder.
I vaguely remember
that one with Tim Robbins. Man, it was, I want to say like 1987 or 1988, and I went to the movie theater. I was terrified. It was an awful movie going experience because of the movie, and I've never watched it again. I don't even know if I'd like it now. It was so scary and disjointed and awful. I really strongly considered leaving. I only walked out of one movie my whole life.
Yep. Which one was it?
It was Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it.
No, but I knew.
Horrendous.
I knew to not say it.
Horrendous.
Yeah. Two movies I'd give you as deep. One is Awakenings. Robert De Niro and...
Yeah.
Robin Williams. And another is, what was the movie with the nun and the guy on death row, Sean Penn and...
Dead Man Walking. Tim Robbins directed that.
Yeah, it was deep. Susan Sarandon.
Sean Penn is amazing. They're both amazing in that.
No, so, they were together before that, I believe.
That was a very deep...
You're right.
They got together with Bull Durham, didn't they?
I believe so.
Yeah. All right, life advice. It's something we do every Thursday at this time.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the Camera?
The hammer.
I'm an idiot.
Well, let me give myself some life advice. Let me talk about the PI Dental Center before we get to the actual life advice, which is coming up in just a moment, because isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. And how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both sensational with what they do. Both board certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center, they're also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you are in need of a dramatic transformation, perhaps to alleviate pain or maybe from a looks standpoint, from a self-esteem thing, you just don't feel good with how you look, well, know the PI Dental Center, they can provide that transformation for you. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. So, what are you laughing at?
I was just telling Richie what the question was, and I'm excited for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you guys are having your own.
I think
little...
it's gonna be a little funny. I told him I thought he would like the question.
Okay.
For you.
Well, life advice with the hammer is brought to us by the great folks at MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment company, or if your equipment simply needs repairs, get to MHSLift.com. Seltzer, let me help somebody.
It's
out.
Been that kind of.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, Joe, so we're just going to go with it. I'm actually surprised this question has never been asked before. It is a pretty ubiquitous question. A lot of people have to
deal
with
it. Just as long as it's not a strip club question.
No, but you know, here we go. It's from Donnie. Donnie says, life advice, Joe. My son is 13 and ready for the birds and the bees talk. Oh, you know God. What I mean. What advice do you have for me?
Come on.
I swear to God. That's what I verbatim I read it.
Come on.
I read it verbatim, I swear.
Donnie, you're killing me. You're killing me.
Donnie.
All right. Rhea and Donnie. John are the only two that have gone through this as parents.
Yes.
James is, you know,
yeah,
daughter's
she's six.
Too young.
We're not there yet. Yeah.
All right. Let me take a crack at it. Oh, I remember my mom had some book she pulled out. I don't know what
really?
It was. I remember there was a boy on the diving board. He was sticking out. All right, let's put it that way.
Oh, my God.
John, did you have that book?
No.
Does anyone listening know the book I'm talking about?
I don't.
Why would I have that one?
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Well, I think
got
it was a famous book. Rhea, do you know the book I'm talking about?
No idea.
Yeah, James, you don't know this book?
Why would we know it?
Well, because it was a famous, you know.
No, not necessarily.
No, it was. It was a famous one.
I didn't get a book.
Well, I did. I
got a talking to.
I mean,
do think the talking to is different when you're dealing with boy or girl.
Oh, I'm God,
sure.
Yeah.
I do think boy is dumb. Girl,
don't let him
is
off the hook here.
Much smarter. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
No, I was going to defer.
I know you were. I saw exactly what was happening right there. No way. Come on. Life advice with the hammer, not John Ritchie.
All right. Well, look, you gotta have some honesty and obviously open up some discussion points you've probably never discussed with your kid before. You know, speak from the heart with some wisdom. Little bit of an anatomy lesson may be in order. I mean, being honest, a little bit of an anatomy mm-hmm. lesson. I think certainly some stuff about changes. I mean,
an anatomy lesson from Joe.
You can get into some puberty related stuff because at 13, you know,
hormones are firing.
You know, so stuff's happening there. So I'd recommend some conversation of that nature.
Jeez.
You know, I mean, Rhea, help me out. I'm done. I
basically said, don't get a girl pregnant or I'll kill her. Just like my mother said to me.
That's one way
to go.
That's a way to go about it.
I told his father to talk to him because he's a boy. I said, you got to have the conversation with
John, him. Did you handle it with your girls when your wife separated? So that was on you, right?
It's me.
To whatever extent you want to divulge.
I mean, I have no idea what the right way.
Did you ask your mom in advance?
I'm telling you, my son was first. When I brought this up with my son, I was very aware right away that he wasn't ready for the discussion. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought for sure he would be ready because I was when I was his age.
You could see it in his eyes?
The world is different now.
Yeah.
When I ventured there and I could tell that he was not only extremely uncomfortable, it just had no idea what I was even talking about.
Yeah, I get it.
I pulled out and I waited until the next year. Mm. So it may... You gotta be sure.
That's not
you
right.
gotta be sure it's the right time, and then it's just gotta be blatant and brutally honest. That's the best way, and you can let them know that you're uncomfortable.
You know what you said, right? I just want to make sure you know. What you said.
No, what was it? What did I say?
Is that something?
I don't know. What was it?
The first word was I. The third one was out.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I pulled out, is what you said.
Okay. I had to redirect.
I think that's smart. If you sense that it was too early, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So be sure it's the right time.
Yeah.
And again, with the boy, he might not be ready yet. My girls, they were basically having the discussion for me.
Yeah.
My son,
I'm sure that made you a happy day.
Like, thank God. I don't think, like, do it all here. Yeah. Yeah.
Brutal. All right. No, I meant that the other way around. I meant that sarcastically.
Not enjoying it.
All right. So, look, I did my best. It wasn't a very good effort by me. I've never even thought of that question.
I think it all worked out.
Obviously, as a non-parent, you know, you like to think you have.
I think what the bottom line is, when in doubt, pull out.
Yeah, that's that's another
there
way.
It is.
All right.
That's a consistent theme with all of this.
All right.
2-1. Swung on, blasted. Left field and deep. Going back and looking up is Morrell, and that is gone. And Trey Turner unloads and gives the Phillies a 1-0 lead, his second home run of the season.
Terrific job by the Phillies last night getting that 7-0 win. Trey, Stott, Sanchez, Taiwan, bunch of guys with big games. It was a fun game. All right, so I hope you're having a great start to your Thursday morning. You can have a great day at the ballpark later this season through the Phillies Fantastic Auction, and we'd love to hang out with you. So here's the deal. Phillies.com/Fantastic Auction is the website, and the auction is open. It runs through May 18th at 9 p.m., and there are 68 different items you could bid on. The money raised obviously goes for great causes, which are the ALS, United Mid-Atlantic Group, and also Phillies Charities. Our show is involved with one of these items, which is a let's all hang out together kind of thing. So you and three guests will be treated to a behind-the-scenes tour at Citizens Bank Park well before a Phillies game, then down to the field level to watch batting practice right there behind home plate. We'll be hanging out with you, the whole thing, going to be a great time. Then we all head up to the CP Rankin Club for dinner prior to the game, and then you got tickets for the game. And
the club
correct
dinner.
Yes,
I've had a chance to do that one time.
Yep,
man, that is nice.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Is fancy. That is good food.
Yeah, no, it's
in that club.
It's fantastic. And then
I can't
wait
for this.
And then tickets to the game with front row seats. Front row seats on field level.
Man,
awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
The one time I've been able to sit down there.
The Chase
close,
Utley game, right?
I feel like there was a point in time where I got to, like, you can see the TV copy. They have the screens right in front of you. And there was a deliberation with all the officials right in front of where we were sitting. So we were featured behind the deliberating officials for an extended period of time.
Oh, we remember watching you on TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
was that the Chase Utley game, James?
No, I think it was a different one,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
By Utley, I mean when he came back for his last game.
Yeah, I think John went with his buddy that one. Yeah, it was a different seat. This is the one where it was like right behind home plate.
Man.
And like the umpires were arguing, like Richie's in the background, like kind of
right
looking at
us.
It. Like, yeah, it was pretty funny.
Right on us. And then I realized that I could make faces.
Yeah, that's
and
what I remembered.
Also, make the TV copy at the time.
Cool.
So I was acting very surprised and shocked.
Yeah,
I was running through the gamut of like
emotions. Oh, I remember
this.
Yes, I do. I vividly remember that. One other thing on a similar type of topic. If anyone ever can do research and find this video, I'd be extremely grateful. So in 1984, it's the one and only time I had.
You've brought this up before.
I did?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, 1984.
The Dr. J.
Yeah, 1980. This guy, man, you can't talk until you. You want to cut me off a third time?
My bad.
Oh, my God. 84, my family, we had front row seats, first and only time in our lives. It was underneath the basket. It was the Sixers and Jazz. Dr. J had a dunk on Mark Eaton. There is video of me jumping around.
That's an impressive feat,
correct?
By the way. 7'4", Mark Eaton.
Absolutely.
Did he have a headband on?
I don't know.
Okay.
Here's what I do know. I'm jumping around. I've seen it on TV because I was in my college, and ESPN had a compilation of great dunks, and it pops on, and there I am, and I know I was at the game, and
Mark Eaton could do was block shots. Like, really, he wasn't capable of anything other than just getting in the way.
And he was very good at that.
Yeah,
and
he was.
And he wasn't a stick figure like Manute or Sean Bradley.
No, he was probably like
thick.
300 pounds.
He was a big freaking dude. So here's the problem. I've tried to find this many times, and Doc also had a dunk on Eaton out in Utah, and that's the one that always pops up on the internet. Doc Duncan on Eaton in Utah. I need someone to find Doc.
Philly dunk.
If someone has like old Prism stuff, I don't know, Channel 17, I don't know what it was on, But I need Doc dunking on Eaton, 84, at the Spectrum. That's me. Someone, if you can, please talk to someone that knows someone. And I'd love to see that video again. Let's go to phones. Let's talk to Ed in Phoenixville. What's going on, Ed?
What's going on, team? Listen, I think there's some collusion going on. I think Seltzer is kind of short on material for next week's drop of the week, so he planted the life advice topic. Good move on you, Seltzer.
You're giving me too much credit, but I appreciate it.
And the camera facilitating a day off for Seltzer, so he doesn't have to go through beat the hammer and lose tomorrow. So,
wow, many ulterior motives at work.
No, but really, really happy about the Phillies last night, and I'm sort of just torn on this Taiwan Walker thing because he's had such struggles, and we can't rely on him as a starter, but he's such a good teammate. He's so engaged.
Everyone loves him.
Except for 2023 playoffs. That was the only time. That was that we know of. And that was bad, man. He was saying stuff about Rob Thompson on Twitter or liking stuff. That was bad.
It was liking.
That was really not good.
But
especially because there's a reason Rob Thompson didn't go to him. He freaking stunk that year.
He didn't deserve
it. Down the stretch.
He didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
And I guess that's hard to get your head around. It's hard to really that hit you
gotta
square
own it.
In the face.
And my recollection, when they got to Game 7 versus Arizona, my recollection is all three rounds he did not pitch one time.
No.
Right?
I think he was
which is hard to go 0-3 rounds.
I guess it is.
The postseason.
Also means you didn't have a game you were up 10 or down 10.
No.
But, I mean, seriously, you think about three rounds of the playoffs, you don't get in one game. But it's like,
that would be pretty discouraging.
But you got to own it, man. You freaking stunk. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, Ed, it was a good game last night. Give me Who or What is Deep.
This album pretty much foreshadowed his own death. I'd say Notorious B.I.G. was deep.
Saying he was deep?
He was deep. The album was deep. But I'll go with Notorious B.I.G.
Sure. I'll write it down. I think Tupac was deeper. Dear Mom and stuff like that. But look, Biggie, you want to go with that? Cool. Let's get to Steve in Willow Grove. Steve, good morning. Let me real quick, I'll give you a deep song. That Elvis song, The Ghetto? What's it called? In the Ghetto,
yeah. It's called. Yeah.
Holy mess.
I remember
right?
The first time I heard it, I was like, whoa.
In the Ghetto is a really deep song by Elvis. Let's go to Steve in Willow Grove. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Steve?
What a difference a day makes. Unbelievable.
On what front? Goddard, Phillies, which one?
Both. Unbelievable.
Well, the Phillies have been winning at a pretty good clip for 2 weeks now, but this is the first time I feel excited.
Joe, he struck out every batter he faced. He struck them out.
He was pulling a Curt Schilling from game one of the 93 NLCS. He was mowing them down.
With Goddard, is it possible... Howie said to him, look, you do good, you don't get hurt in the middle of the season, we'll do something for you.
Maybe. Depends on how he plays. Because remember, Steve, now you're projecting 2 years from now, 2 seasons from now. And I'm sure that's on the table as a possibility, but, the reality is that you're also going to be talking about an older player. Which, by the way, just as a quick odd parallel, I'll give you to LeBron. One of the things that really hurts LeBron, he might not be thinking this, but a Laker fan should be. Like, not only did they blow the chance with him and Doncic this year, but LeBron's going to be a year older next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's only so many times you're going to get so many more cracks at it.
Yeah, but he's LeBron.
I know.
That's what explains
but
it.
But it's also part of why they lost. He ran out of steam.
Yeah.
He ran out of steam.
And he'll plan for that better, I guess, the next time.
Well, they shouldn't have him play center. How about that?
That would help.
I'm sure they're going to get Doncic in shape.
Yeah, but Rhea, that was so unfair to him, playing center against Rudy Gobert.
Can you imagine?
That guy is...
He's a giant.
He's a giant.
You want to talk Mark Eaton.
Yeah.
Rudy Gobert is 7'3",
man. Oh, by the way, another quick aside. Steve, I'm sorry I'm doing this to you. Another quick aside. James, have you thought about this? The COVID...
That's what I always think.
Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell thing changed the NBA.
Yeah. Oh, wow, yeah.
Those two guys are both on teams that could win a title. They were together in Utah. They were a one seed.
Yeah.
They ended up trading both of them because the whole thing fell apart. Their relationship fell apart. Rhea, isn't that amazing?
Over the COVID, right?
Over the COVID thing.
Well, and Rudy Gobert was like the face of COVID.
Correct.
Remember the whole microphone thing and all that?
And
then,
like, totally, because now you got all these other teams that have a shot to win, and Utah had, the worst record, I think, in basketball.
Yeah, the worst record in basketball, yeah.
Like, that really changed the NBA.
It's crazy.
I mean, the Cavs have a shot to win. Now they're, you know.
Oh, down 0-2.
Yeah,
but,
so anyway. All right, Steve, what do you got on the Phils? I'm sorry, we kind of...
That's all right. Yeah. You're on a roll. You're the hammer. It's hammer time, baby. Just like Howie. He pulled a hammer with God.
The hammer!
I agree.
Bang!
So true.
And so brings me on to my next point.
Yeah, let me hear it.
You ready?
Ben.
The deepest of all.
Yeah.
And I can't wait till we have that hammer day to celebrate Victory 300 this year. And the hammer's the deepest of all. Come on. There's nothing close.
The hammer.
Oh,
I'm writing it down. Steve, God bless you, sir. God
There's
bless
virtually
you.
No chance we will.
Virtually no chance.
I will announce this because
I don't even hear it.
I think I completely blocked 300
is going to be great. I just want to put this out there in the world, and not that I want him to leave the Eagles anytime soon, but if I do win the presidency, Howie, if you're listening, I want you to know you're first in line for chief of staff.
Oh, my God. I'm sure he's psyched about that.
I'm impressed with Howie Roseman, and I think he'd be an outstanding. He runs operations well.
Mm.
John, do you think chief of staff?
I don't think he will be impressed.
I don't think he'll return your phone call.
No, I don't think he will
anyway,
either.
No, he will. No, he will not.
Next time we have him on the show, you should bring it up.
It's an official offer.
Yeah, bring it up.
An official offer. I mean, you got to admit, he would be a good chief of staff. I mean, it's about managing people. A building, you got to lead negotiations.
I think Howie could do anything.
He's really good, man. He's really good. With that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. I'll just say this. We need Howie to not do a Theo Epstein and walk away because you prove so much that you're looking for a different kind of challenge. That happens sometimes. I mean, it's almost like he's licked this thing now. Now, don't get me wrong. He's won 2 titles, not 5 or 6, the way, you know, Belichick and all that. But, like, sometimes people are like, been there, done that.
Why are you giving him any ideas, Joe?
No, I've heard other people say it. I heard Spike... Elliot was on their show. Elliot was floating like he's thought about it. James, have you thought about that?
I haven't. I didn't want to think about it. So
because look at Theo Epstein, the guy won a World Series with the Red Sox and the Cubs, and was like, "Let me find the next." And by the way, like there's talk Theo Epstein wants ownership in baseball if he ever gets with another team. So who knows? All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
You know, a lot of people think that Dallas Goedert is in the top 10 of tight ends. I disagree with this. I think that Dallas Goedert is a top 5, maybe top 3 tight end. If they go to him way more, let's face it, they don't go to Dallas Goedert. But when they do, he's a beast in the playoffs. Say he was used like a Travis Kelce, would he be a top 3 tight end then?
All right, well, first off, Bonehead, I get your point, but you didn't have the thinking cap on the way you articulated it. A top 3 tight end is in the top 10, but I know what you were trying to get at.
Something ridiculous just happened. I need Dame Seltzer to announce Go's food order as the strip club guy. Time's yours.
Go for it, James.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to believe this. Let's welcome down to the stage for the first time ever, Joe DeCamera. He ordered the shrimp and crabs, or the linguine and crabs. Can you believe it?
Pretty good.
That's not bad.
This is a no-brainer. I want the Knicks to win. I know people born after 1961 probably want Boston to win because they knocked the Sixers out. The Sixers knocked the Sixers out last year. I hate Boston.
Well, I hate the Celtics, too. But it's nothing like the passion for me 30-something years ago. It was beyond intense.
Visceral.
Yeah, it was.
Linguini and crabs takeout from a strip club. What an all-time low for the Hammer.
surely you know all that stuff is just thrown in the microwave, right? Did you bring your own cantaloupe for dessert?
Oh, wow. That is inappropriate. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
Yeah, buddy.
Call 215-238-4500.
Ava Graham just storming in here. Something is triggered. Something
here. She's ready. I love this.
This better
is
be
great
a defense
stuff.
Of the hammer, right?
Buddy.
Because here's the deal. I come in here and
here I am. I lay myself bare.
And I may stop telling stories about myself because it seems to get me in trouble.
Okay.
Ava is trying to get the headphones in order. Hold
I'm
up.
So sorry. Yeah, we should just have them in here. Note to programming.
I'm
name.
With you on
Boss,
that one.
Yeah,
yeah,
please. So I brought three fruits. You said if you had to identify what a pomegranate is, I'm going to put them in front of
you. Bring them in front of me.
And you have to hold it. Ava, hold
you're
it up
the best.
I think you know what it is, okay. All right?
Yeah. I mean, if you have an apple and a banana, I'll know it's the other one, but. Let's see what we got
here.
Oh,
this is so good.
So we got a green thing that's like similar to an apple but bigger. We got this guy, and we got, all right, so I don't know what any of them are. Now I have some guesses. Let me be honest. I have some guesses. I think this one, I'm going to hold this up for YouTube over here. I think this one might be a radish.
Okay, good.
Is that what it's called?
God.
A radish?
Yeah, good.
R-A-D-I.
Go with that. I like that.
This guy is an odd looking fellow. Mm. So pomegranate is going to be one of these two. It's almost like Bert and Ernie.
What are you looking for again? What's the word?
Pomegranate.
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 Look, it's one of the two. I don't know. I'm just going to go because this guy's a funky dude, and I don't know this guy. I'm going to go with this guy.
And this
it's the one
radish.
You said immediately is radish.
This one's
is a
radish.
Pomegranate right there.
Can I keep the radish?
That's the radish.
You can keep the radish.
That's the radish.
The seeds inside of pomegranate are delicious, and that, my friend, the large
thank
radish,
you, Ray.
Or,
thank
was
you.
The pomegranate.
Now, let me ask you,
I love that the one you're like, it's definitely not.
I can't believe I got a pomegranate Ava, out of this. Ava, did you spend like $5 on this?
Probably a little more because the tropical fruit section took. Because the other
worth
one is
it.
Guava, the green one that you have.
What's
in your
it
hand.
Called?
I
love
guava.
Guava.
I call it guava, and then that's nice. A mango.
I don't know any of them.
Mangoes are really good.
We know.
If you're not going to eat them, could I have
take
these, Ava?
All
them.
You.
Thank all you right. so Ava, much. This is a special kind of.
Is that a radish?
Of mango.
Mango
a radish.
It is.
Seriously.
A radish.
R-A-D-I-S-H.
Yeah,
we
sure.
should put this up on the social media.
Yeah, Anthony, put this up.
People will,
please.
Will run wild. Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Thank you, Ava. Good work.
A radish.
Yeah.
It's a radish. Sorry.
That's pretty bad.
And you were so
radish.
Sure.
I thought it was.
You were so
I
sure.
I wasn't certain, but I thought it was.
Ah, this radish. Is a radish.
Not good.
Man.
Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, John, do you think people are rooting more for the Celtics or the Knicks?
Oh, So much more for the Knicks.
That is true.
One. I'm going to say 90% want
not
Knicks.
That high, 71%. Jeez. 71%. All right, let's get right to turn in two. Moving fast here. We're looking for the best answer for who or what is deep. You can win Metallica tickets. Dave in Chester. Dave, quickly, give me an answer.
So you alluded to it earlier, and considering what's coming up, the Philly starting pitching is really, really good.
You know, that's a good answer right there.
Yeah. Awesome answer.
Yeah, I like that. Starting pitching is good for the Phils. Hunter and Trenton. Hunter, give me something deep.
The pit of death in the movie 300.
Sure.
Okay, pit of yes. death. You got it. John, give me an answer for something deep.
If you're blessed like me, urinal water.
What do you say?
Urinal water.
You're a what?
Urinal water. Water.
Oh.
Well, what was the qualification that he started it with?
If you're blessed like me.
Okay.
Oh. I understand. He's John Holmes is what he said. The guy just gave himself. Okay. this hour had a lot.
This is fantastic.
All right. Winning answer. What is it? For who or what is deep? We got the meaning of life. Big answer.
Where some of the other answers are different.
We've got James Earl Jones's voice.
I like that.
We've got Yoda.
I like the Yoda one.
We have we've
Yoda
got
was always
Philly,
very profound.
Philly starting pitching, and if it's true, the hole that was 40,000 feet deep in the Earth's core.
I love the Philly starting pitching thematically.
Yeah, you know, when you can pit Philly starting pitching versus the meaning of life.
I like it.
I like the 40,000 foot hole if it's true.
It's a good answer.
I just can't believe that's real.
Meaning of life. No, come on.
It's got to be the meaning of life, right? Of life, yeah. It has to be.
JB, congratulations. JB, you are headed to Metallica with the meaning of life answer. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Phil's later today. Watch it. We'll talk about it tomorrow on Friday from Borgata.